One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Clifford and father and mother Barbara in the library of the family home.
Hey, a car just roared up and stopped out in front of the house.
Who could be coming at this hour?
Sounds like an old jalopy, Dad.
Well, see if they're still there, Clifford. It might be some hoodlums, those young tech rats or whatever they call them.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. You can't really be sure about anything until you try it yourself. For example, you can't know how quickly and easily Alka-Seltzer can help relieve acid indigestion until you try it. So do this. Get a package of Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. Then next time you eat too much or too fast or when something you've eaten doesn't agree with you, take Alka-Seltzer. Just drop one or two tablets into a glass of water, let it fizz and bubble up, and then drink it down. It tastes good, and it makes you feel better in a hurry. That's right. Just see how fast the alkalizing properties in Alka-Seltzer begin to soothe and ease that uncomfortable, stuffy feeling in your stomach. Again, I want to say, try it. Yes, try Alka-Seltzer. If you're not completely satisfied, your money will be refunded. Chapter 13, Book 79. It's a sedate neighborhood up in Seacliff, San Francisco. By 10 o'clock, it's seldom you hear an automobile moving along the quiet street where the Barber family home is located. It is so tonight, serene and peaceful. In the library, Father Barber is beginning to nod sleepily in his chair. Fanny looks over at him and, with an indulgent little chuckle, speaks to Clifford.
Clifford.
Yeah, Mom?
Look at your father.
Oh, yeah. About Dad's bedtime, I guess.
Henry. Henry. Yes. Come on, Henry. We'll go up to bed.
Yes.
You didn't hear a word I said.
You can set your watch by when Dad starts to go to sleep in that chair. I'll give you odds it's 10:20, give or take a couple of minutes. Let me check. What the heck is that?
Huh?
What in the world?
Where did you say, Fanny?
One way of waking Dad up.
Yes?
Somebody stopped out in front of things.
Who could be coming at this hour?
Somebody coming, you say?
Car stopped out in front, Dad.
Who?
We don't know, Henry. That's what we were wondering about.
Who?
Sounded like an old jalopy. Imagine sullying our smug little neighborhood with a pile of junk.
See if they're still out there, Clifford. Might be some hoodlums, those young tech rats or whatever they call them.
Okay. Take a look out the window.
Here they are.
See anybody?
He's checking us.
Okay, Dan.
Pinky.
Huh? Pinky?
Yeah, he's going to come in, I guess. Hey, Pinky.
Oh, hi, Uncle Cliff.
You coming in?
Yeah.
Clifford, you'll wake the whole neighborhood shouting like that.
Okay. Guess some kid drove Pinky up from San
Francisco. What's he coming here for instead of going to his home where he belongs?
Go let him in, will you, Clifford? I think the front door is locked.
Okay.
Stanford's
for you.
He was singing the Stanford song for Pinky's benefit.
No, no, I mean, what is Pinky coming here at our bedtime for?
Probably some boy drove him up, that's what Clifford said.
Yes, slamming door, Pity commotion.
Hi, Grandmother. Grandfather.
Well, Pinky.
Well, it's pretty late for you to be up, isn't it?
Yes, much too late.
Why, Pinky, I think you must have grown 2 or 3 inches since you've been away to school. Look how tall he is, Henry.
Still no giant, though, are you, Pinky?
There it is. Your mother and Daniel know that you've come up to town?
No, I grabbed a ride with this friend of mine at the last minute. He's going to pick me up in about an hour. We've got to get back tonight. Got an 8 o'clock class in the morning. I had him drop me off here. I want to see Uncle Paul. Saw the light burning up there in the studio, so I figured he must be home. He is, isn't he?
Yeah, he's up there.
Are you in some sort of trouble, young man?
Huh?
Henry.
Henry, doesn't it strike you as a bit unusual for him to be coming here at this hour to see Paul instead of going to Hazen? Don't you intend to see your mother at all?
Well, that'll depend, Grandfather. You see, it happens I've got a business proposition I want to talk over with Uncle Paul, and it's, it's confidential. Otherwise, I'd be perfectly willing to go into it with you.
Oh. Is your Uncle Paul expecting you?
No, but I know it'll be okay with him after he hears what I got in mind. He never goes to bed early anyway. I guess I'd better be getting up there, though. Oh, I hear Uncle Jack wangled a raise out of Judge Hunter.
Yes, he's very happy at the office now, Pinky.
Uh-huh. Well, a raise is a pretty poor substitute for a partnership, but I suppose Uncle Jack will have to swallow it. His timing's been off all his life. Too bad.
How's your timing been, Sonny?
Huh? What do you mean?
Well, you're not exactly setting new scholastic records down at Stanford, from what I hear.
Oh, this first quarter doesn't mean anything. Kind of a dry run to get your bearings about all it amounts to.
Yes. Your mother tells me that you're planning to take up forestry, that you're going to give up the business course.
Oh, she told you, huh? She tell you about those econ profs down there? You've been a successful businessman, Grandfather. You'd certainly get a charge out of those professors lecturing on economics and finance and banking when they're lucky to be able to pay their grocery bill at the end of the month.
Why, I thought professors were very well paid. They certainly should be after studying all their lives.
Oh, sure, Grandmother, but it's a marginal existence at best. What's $5,000 or $6,000 a year these days? A drop in the bucket with the purchasing power of the dollar where it is. Right, Grandfather?
Yes, why ask me? You seem to know all about it.
Yeah, but this is the point. I've been doing a little research on the subject of making money, and I've come to the conclusion that you can't learn how to do it. You're born with it. You either have a genius for it or you don't. Take your Rockefellers, or Carnegie, all those fellas. They didn't study finance. They just went out and made the dough. And that's good enough for me.
You think you're going to make your fortune by studying forestry, is that it?
Well, this forestry is a long-range project. Another thing I can't go into right now.
Well, you won't find it any sense. It's a lot tougher than econ. So if you're having trouble getting by in that, I don't know where you're going to end up studying forestry.
Oh, don't you worry about me, Uncle Clint. I got my future all laid out. Just a question of getting over a few little humps right here at the beginning. Well, I've got to get up to the top of the house and catch Uncle Paul before he turns in. Well, see you later.
Your grandmother and I are going to bed.
Oh, well, I'll probably be up this weekend.
All right, Kinky.
I'll turn the lights out before I leave.
Good night. Good night.
Hello. Yes, about all college has done for him is to make him more bumptious.
Oh, he's just young, Henry. He would be all right.
Not so sure. Failing in his studies and talking big. Never saw a big talker yet that amounted to anything. The only way you can make money is to go out and work for it. He'll learn that someday.
Well, let's go to bed. We'll get all worked up and won't sleep.
Very well.
I just can't get over how he's growing.
Oh, hey, Mom, are you kidding?
No, you never thought. He is taller.
Well, you know why. He's wearing elevator shoes.
Huh?
Sure, shoes with lifts in them.
Well, what in the world is they?
They're built up inside. A lot of actors in Hollywood wear them. You can raise your height 2 or 3 inches, shoes like that.
You say Pinky has them on?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Oh, I spotted in the minute I saw him walk. They kind of throw you forward.
He's wearing high heels?
Oh, no, no. Wait, Dad. The shoes are built up on the inside. The heels are perfectly normal.
Yes. Spending money on such nonsense. Hazel and Daniel sacrificing to send him to college, and he's down there buying elevator shoes.
Had on a snazzy-looking new suit, too. Did you notice that?
He did look nice.
Wouldn't be so free with his spending if he had to earn the money I want.
Why, he's going to be a millionaire by the time he's 30, Dad.
You're lucky if he has a job.
Wonder what big proposition he's putting up to Paul. I'd sure like to be up there and get an earful of it. Brother, I bet he's giving him a full treatment.
Well, it's beginning to get pretty late, Pinky. Suppose we get down to what you wanted to see me about.
Oh, yeah, sure. I just wanted to catch up on how Teddy and Elwood were getting along over there in San Rafael. Surprises me to hear you say you think that marriage is going to stick. I didn't think it had a chance. Not with a colorless guy like Elwood.
You'll learn someday you don't judge a man by how colorful he is, Pinky. And I think it might be wise if you were a bit more careful about what you say about Elwood. He happens to be my son-in-law. I like him.
Oh, yeah, sure. I didn't mean he wasn't a swell guy or anything like that, you understand? I just meant it, you know, that he... Oh, sure, he's swell.
Yeah. Well, now that we've cleared that up, suppose we get down to business.
You bet. And that's exactly what I came to see you about, Uncle Paul. Business, with a capital B. How would you like to make 10% on a cinch investment?
Well, Pinky, you've come to the wrong man if you want to talk business. Why don't you go to your grandfather? He knows more about business than all the rest of us put together.
Oh, well, this isn't pure business, you see. This is business with a heart in it. That's why I've come to you. I know there are a lot more important things in life to you than just money. Am I right?
Yes.
At the same time, you wouldn't be averse to turning a nice profit for yourself, would you? 10%'s not bad these days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all I want you to do is put up $250 on a short-term loan, say 3 months. And you'll get the principal back at the end of that time together with 10% interest.
Well, that'd be usury, wouldn't it?
It'd be worth it to the person who wants this money.
And who is this person?
Oh, you'll get your money back, if that's what you're worrying about.
Well, Pinky, thank you very much, but I'm not in the money lending business.
But 10%?
No, thank you.
Make it 15%.
Thank you.
Huh?
What do you want the $250 for?
I didn't say I wanted it, did I?
It's pretty obvious, I'm afraid.
All right, Uncle Paul, it is for me. I wouldn't come to you if I wasn't being pressed right into a corner.
Well, tell me about it. If you can convince me you should have $250, I might lend it to you. I said, might. But you'll have to show me it's for a good, legitimate purpose.
I can't tell you what it's for. I can't.
Huh? And I can't let you have it.
I'd be willing to pay 20% interest.
Will you stop talking about interest? If I lend you money, I wouldn't want to make a profit from it.
That's why I came to you, because you've got a heart, Uncle Paul. And you've got to have a heart to understand this situation. Will you just take my word that I need it and I'll pay it back?
Have you been to your parents about this?
I haven't got a prayer to get this dough anyplace, except from you. You're my only hope. Honestly, Uncle Paul.
Pinky, I'd like to give you this money, but you can see that it might be bad for me to do it. It might be harmful to you. But if you can prove to me that it's a good thing to do, all right.
Isn't the fact that I need it enough?
No. What do you need it for?
I said I couldn't tell you. Gosh sakes, everybody's failing me.
Everybody's not failing you, Pinky. I think your trouble is that you're failing yourself. It's time you snapped out of it and realized you can't get something for nothing in this life.
But Uncle Paul, please.
I don't like whiners. Good night, Pinky.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. You know, folks, if you don't take Alka-Seltzer when you have a headache, you're missing out on mighty fast, mighty effective relief. I mean that. And here's why. Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's most effective pain-relieving agents, sodium acetylsalicylate. In Alka-Seltzer, this wonderful pain reliever is ready to go right to work to help relieve your headache, to help you feel better in a hurry. All we ask you to do is try it. Alka-Seltzer will do the rest. Yes, next time you're feeling logy and miserable with a headache, just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in water, then drink this sparkling solution. See how soon you'll begin to feel better. I repeat, all we ask you to do is give Alka-Seltzer a try. If you're not satisfied, you get your money back. That's Alka-Seltzer in the friendly blue and white package at all drugstores. Here's the family again.
Well, Pinky, how'd you make out with Paul?
Uh-huh.
Didn't you have a big proposition to put to him?
Oh, yeah. I'm still looking around. Uncle Paul hasn't a business sense I thought he had.
Mothers, one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules taken every day ensure against vitamin deficiency. Lack of vitamins pulls you down, makes you feel dull and listless, often develops into vitamin deficiency disease. Take care of yourself and your family. See that every member takes one-a-day brand multiple vitamins every day. Be sure it's one-a-day brand in the blue package with the big one, the vitamins whose potency is guaranteed by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Pinky appeals to his brother Hank. Chapter 14, Book 79. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.